What is going on, guys? Welcome to Fightful Select's Coexisting After Dark with Rob and Maggie. Our guest today is none other than the Tribal Queen, Demon Diva. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm so excited to be here with both of you.
We are very excited to have you.
Absolutely excited. I wanted to ask you on the show during our March shows, which we included, highlighting women in the wrestling, but I was afraid, just like I mentioned to you before the show, when WWE Backlash was going to Puerto Rico, and I was like, it's time. It's time. Yes. So first of all, you look freaking gorgeous today, by the way. And second of all, Roman.
Get acknowledged, baby.
Acknowledge your tribal doggy.
He needs a haircut. He needs a little haircut. But if I come on your show and you don't hear Roman bark in the background or he doesn't make an appearance, it's like I didn't show up at all. You know what I mean?
So, were you even here?
Exactly. If Roman is not barking in the background at least once of anything I ever do, it's not right. So I had to bring him in and introduce him. I know Rob loves Roman too, so... Yeah. Here he is.
Thank you so much.
He's a little diva, by the way. I've seen him on social media.
He has a horrible attitude. It's a good thing he's cute. It's a good thing he's cute because he has the worst. And I tell people, and because he has the cute face, nobody listens to me. But I'm like, this dog has worse attitude than me. And I call myself a diva. Okay, so.
Well, this past weekend, you had so many people like so happy for you to see like the reactions and the social media outpour that we got to see, like the fact that Backlash was in San Juan and we got to see your reactions and see how happy you were. And I've seen a lot of like your reaction videos. I've seen like you on podcasts and stuff. I don't think I've ever seen you so happy. And it was great to see. And it's obviously one of those questions I can't ask, like, what was there a particular moment, because it was just one of those things where it was probably the whole weekend, which was just unbelievable. There we go. There's the bar.
There he is. He was a treat. You can't see what's going on off camera, you know, but.
But I just was just like so happy for you. And like it, but my biggest question is the decibel level for Bad Bunny.
Oh my God.
What was that like? Could you hear yourself think? That's my first question.
I wasn't thinking. I was just jizzing in my pants. Sorry. That's not very proper to say, but I will say it took me a while to calm down from that high of the entrance. And I mean, a lot of people have been trying to get me to describe it. And literally the only thing I can come up with is you just had to be there. Like, that's the only way that I can describe it. You just had to be there. I do remember sitting down after that entire match, because everybody was on their feet that entire match, the entire time that match went on. But I remember sitting down, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I looked at my friend that was sitting next to me and I said, I can die happy. Okay. I just watched my favorite artist. My favorite thing in the world is wrestling in my favorite place in the world. I was like, I got that happy. Like it doesn't matter what happened from here on out. I don't know what's going to top the level of excitement that I felt, not just for me. I seen Bad Bunny in concert. I gone to a lot of wrestling events, but it was the combination of everything in a crowd that haven't gotten to experience this. Some of them in 18 years, some of them never. Behind me, if you look at my reactions on Twitter, was like I think he was 9 years old little boy. He's never experienced this outside of one house show that his parents were able to take him to. And a house show is never going to compare to the energy that they got, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, because I get very lucky because of what I do, that I get to attend a lot of wrestling events. I will tell you one thing. This was my favorite, and I attended hundreds. But I get to see it. I get the WrestleMania crowds. I get this. I see Bad Bunny in concert, you know. But to see people that just don't get to see it all the time, experience it, it was just a level of happiness that I know I keep saying on social media, my heart exploded. But to me, it felt like my heart exploded a million times, and the weekend just kept getting better and better and better. And it was epic.
Yeah. Wow.
I absolutely adored the show because I was ever since last year with Clash of the Castle, I decided, oh well, that's there's a lot of parts of the world that we've haven't visited for a while.
Right.
So they left the States and they saw how thirsty the rest of the world is for wrestling shows, right? And I was like, okay, so let's do that. So let's do this more. And we got to Winton Said in Canada, with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. That pop.
They ain't got shit on us, Maggie. Anyway.
But that pop in Puerto Rico. Okay, so that's first of all, on Friday, what I loved, by the way, was that angle with
Oh,
I don't know if it was a tripod
it was
of
a drone. The
a
drone.
drone. Okay, like that. Let's do this more.
Oh, yeah.
It was, or just let's go to Puerto Rico every year and just
I
be a
hope
that.
so. I hope so.
That
Listen, speak it
crowd.
into existence.
Yes, this crowd. Okay, they counted uno, dos, tres, with
Oh, that was my favorite
the
thing. It was like the Spanish chants were the best, and they made Puerto Rico a main focus of this, right? Like that, I mean, I will, if I had to criticize this, they should have main evented with Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Of
There's no
course.
question about it. I think
Yes.
everybody's with me on that.
Yep.
But just even having Savio Vega, having Carlito come out, it just felt very Puerto Rico. Like even the night before with the LWO, all the Latino representation, it wasn't just we're gonna go here because it's the right thing to do and we haven't been there in a while. It's like we're gonna go here and we're gonna make it about you guys. Like a lot of people were like, oh, are you mad that they didn't do the press conference after the show, right? Where we always get to ask questions. But they did the press conference before SmackDown. And I wasn't mad because they did it outside and they allowed the crowd in there. And the crowd added a certain atmosphere to that press conference that was just exciting. Like they really made Puerto Rico the focus of things. They did community events while they were here. There was a lot of things going on. So I just love that they came here and they really made it about us, and they allowed the fans to chant what they wanted, and now they're making videos about the craziest pops, and Puerto Rico is showing up on all of them because it was that awesome. I really hope that what you say happens and maybe we can become the permanent home for Backlash. I don't
Exactly.
know, but this was incredible.
This it was I was really happy that they gave so much. They literally gave you guys a show. They showed all the love they had for Latino representation, and I'm so in love with that because you guys are insane, okay?
Yeah, we are.
It was like a totally different, how do you call it? It's in a different way of experiencing WWE. It's like it was a total different company because they listened to the crowd. And the weird thing is that from now on, those fucked up piped in crowd noises,
Sounds like nothing.
they're gonna be even more annoying because we know what the crowd can do. And
Yeah.
now it's even more, frustrating to me because, you don't need piped in crowd noises if you do your job correctly. And
Well,
in Puerto Rico, they did their job correctly.
and you also have to go to places that not only are they thirsty for it, that they love it and appreciate it, right? Because we pop for everything, every single match, where in other places, not to throw shade at states or whatever, but they'll throw a match that didn't have a storyline or doesn't have anything and the crowd goes quiet. The crowd never went quiet here. Not for SmackDown, not for Backlash. They didn't go quiet for, I mean, it's Seth Rollins. They're not gonna quiet for that. For Seth Rollins and Omos had no storyline, no heat going into it. They didn't care. That triple threat for the United States Championship, that was one of my favorite matches, chant-wise. They were chanting MVP Cabron, which I love, and they were chanting El Gordito for Bronson Reed. Because we still use those kind of terms here because we're loving people and we don't see them as body shaming like other people will see it. No, that's a term of love. If I call you el gordito, la flaca, that's love for me, right? That's how we are here. So it was the fact that nobody went quiet for any matches that I know, for what I experienced at anywhere else, people would have gone like, oh, this is a restroom break. I'm gonna go to it. That's what I love about Backlash is that the fans were there from the beginning to the end. You never experience exhaustion. The only people that I feel a little bad for, and not even because the crowd was still there for them, is the Bloodline against Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle, because they had to follow what they had to follow. Yeah. And at that point, if I'm them, I would have been like, I'm not coming out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing this. But the crowd was still there for them. But I will tell you, even me, myself, that's why I would have had a main event. I needed a moment. Like, I needed to get up and walk it off. I needed a cigarette, a cold shower. I needed to call my mom and call God. Like, I needed to do things after that match, okay? but that's one of my favorite things, because based on shows that I've experienced in other places, it's like people will be like, oh, this has no storyline. I don't care. I'm going to boo it just because. No, you pay money. Why are you not having fun at these shows? And if I'm being honest with you, I've been on social media, like, hyping this up. I was like, wait till you hear Puerto Rico. Like, the crowd's going to go crazy. I was even taken back where I was like, holy shit. Like, right. And I cover local events here. Like, there are Saturdays here that I'm going from one event to another because wrestling is hot here. Like, we have 3-4 events happening in one weekend, and they're all sold out. So I know that the crowd was going to be there. Like, I know what wrestling is like here, but I was even at one point just like sitting back, like looking around me, like I can't, like I couldn't comprehend what I was hearing and seeing.
The incredible thing that I saw and made a huge impression on me was that, you know, it doesn't matter how in love you are, you know, with a match, at some point you're just going to sit down and shut up and enjoy the match. The crowd didn't shut up for one moment during Bad Bunny and Damian.
Oh, not one.
They were, oh my God. And I was like, breath?
No. Overrated, Maggie. We don't need to breathe when Bad Bunny. He's our Lord and Savior here in Puerto Rico. Okay. So if he's out there, we're going to show up for him. And it was weird for me because I know I'm very biased, right? I was born and raised here. I left Puerto Rico for a period of time, and now I'm back here, and I'm loving every second of it. Life here is easy. It's the best. I forgot. I was like, why did I ever leave, right? So I know I'm biased when it comes to that. And I know I'm biased when it comes to wrestling. It's my favorite thing. I cover it for a living, right? And Lord knows I'm biased when it comes to Bad Bunny. I mean, I have like four. I got one yesterday. 4 Bad Bunny tattoos on my body, okay? Like, it doesn't get any more biased than me sitting there. So I'm like, I feel like I'm overhyping this match, you know? So I went on TikTok and I started asking Puerto Ricans throughout, even people, even wrestlers, local wrestlers, hey, are you for Bad Bunny? Are you for Damian Priest? And I started seeing that people were just as hyped as I was. And I was like, okay, so it's not just me. But when he came out, and I got to give Bad Bunny's a marketing genius. He did tweet earlier in the day, hey, I'm going to come out to a new song. And I'm the biggest Bad Bunny mark there is, girl. I can tell you that right now. And I'm over there tweeting song suggestions, like, oh, he should come out to this, he should come out to this. And I never thought of the song that he used, because that's like his first, like, big hit, right? That was, like, the song that put him on the map, not his first song. Yeah, but it's a good song to sing to, because when you come out, the song hits, and then, boom, it goes right into, and that was a big line here, like, everybody will say, chambe, and people scream, holla. It was a whole movement here, right? So, because he's had so much music come out after that, I never thought of it. As soon as it hits, you can see it in my reaction. I'm going to upload them on my channel today. But as soon as it hits, I was like, of course. Of course. How did I not think of it? Like, it was the perfect song, perfect atmosphere, perfect environment. He killed it. The match was great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I've started a list at the top of the year with, you know, potential matches of the year. That's right in there. Like, after the match, and I was like, it doesn't even need to be, like, performance-wise, no, like the way it made you feel, like everything, the crowd, how hot the crowd were, and everything. And I'm just so incredibly jealous of you guys, because you have that, you know, that God figure, you know, for you guys who
our Lord and Savior. Yes.
Yes. We don't have this here because Bulgarians are really spiteful people. Like, right. We hate everything and everyone. And if there's a Bulgarian who's extremely successful in something, the rest of Bulgaria will do everything in their power to put them down.
Oh, like, that's everything. Horrible. Girl, that's horrible. I never knew that. I never knew that about your culture. Yeah. See, like, I think the one thing that people can tell whether you're familiar with Puerto Rico or not is that we ride hard for our own. Like, we are like the most prideful people when it comes to the flag. It's like, I think there was a meme I saw out there that I was like, I want to be shown off the way a Puerto Rican shows off their flag, because we like have it everywhere, right? Like, we ride hard for our own. And you saw that in just like the way that Selena Vega was the reception to Selena. I get so emotional. I got such a
good bond
with Selena Vega right now. Selena, I got to meet her this weekend, and I'll tell you that story in a little bit. But I got a preview. I got to hang out with her Friday night, and I got a preview of what the gear was going to be like. And when she showed me, I had already gotten like goosebumps. But even knowing what was about to come out, I was still crying like a little girl when I saw it, because obviously I know she had a lot of pressure. And I kept telling her, I'm like, Rhea Ripley is over worldwide, right?
Yeah.
Rhea comes out of that press conference, and it doesn't matter that Selena's sitting there next to Rey Mysterio. The crowd went nuts. They start chanting mommy, and you can't blame them. Rhea Ripley is on her peak right now, and we got to just, you know, admire it. But I told her, I'm like, yeah, of course they're going to give Rhea her flowers. But I said, when you come out, they're going to write for you, you know, and I tell you that. And I think there was, I'm not saying that she said that, but I think there was a little bit of a doubt of, are they going to cheer me or not, you know? And when she came out and she opened her arms and she had that moment, the crowd was just, she had them like right here until the end. And it was, that's just how we are. We support our people hard, and I'm glad that they let them both have their moment. I wish they would have talked about Priest being Puerto Rican a little bit more, because they didn't. Probably because it was going against Bad Bunny. Mm-hmm. But Priest is also from here, and I didn't think like they gave him as much of a highlight of, you know, they should have just advertised that, hey, it's Puerto Rican on Puerto Rican violence. Let's just make it a San Juan street fight. Because I don't think that they mentioned that about Priest as much as they should have. I will give that small criticism.
Yeah, and you mentioned Zelina when she came out, like, I remember my reaction was, holy F, that's it. Like, she looks like amazing. I mean, she always looks amazing, let's be honest. But I was like, there you go.
She looks like Puerto Rican royalty.
Yeah, she looked amazing.
I'm sorry, Rob.
I was just so happy for her, like the emotion that she showed. And like, I mean, you could like, I was feeling it, you know, like I was like, man, this is what I love. This is why I love this business. Like when I see that, like it's what it's all about. And it was such a great night. Even like you said, SmackDown was great, and that weekend was spectacular.
It was,
yeah. And the crowd made it absolutely amazing, because if this the card was fine, like it was a perfectly acceptable pay-per-view
without Bad Bunny anywhere else, would have just not been, people would have been like, that's an okay show. No titles change hands. Nothing really happened. That would have been what you would have heard about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But this show in Puerto Rico, in front of that fucking crowd, and like everything, this was what made like all of this possible. So on the pre-show for Backlash on Fightful Select, I said that I was extremely looking forward to seeing what Zelina Vega's gear would be, because she's so amazing at cosplay and everything. And this is kind of her thing. Up till this day, her, like, my all-time favorite cosplay of her was when she dressed up like Aaliyah, because, like, come on.
Oh my God, yes, yes.
It's right there.
Right.
That's her. This is just her. And Poison Ivy as well, by the way. Like, she can pull off red hair.
I like the Street Fighter gear. I thought that was
And the Street Fighter gear as well. So I was really looking forward to that. And I knew that it was going to be something with the Puerto Rican flag. But when she... Okay, if it's A, a hometown welcome for her, and B, it's a woman being fucking cheered as if, you know, this is everything. And again, this is not something that will ever happen here. So I cry every time when a woman is given her flowers at this capacity. And it was so much everything for me. And this is something I also said on the pre-show. Because I hope that this is her Seamus at the at the Clash of the Castle moment for her, because he's been fucking over ever since that show. So yeah. I hope that people actually see just how great she is, because she never she never stopped being amazing in the ring.
She never did. It's just they weren't featuring her as much in matches, and you forget about what she can do. And I love the pairing of her with Rey Mysterio, because there's nobody that's going to talk to you about being the undersized underdog person better than Rey, and look at where he's gotten in life. So, like, who else would you want hyping you up other than Rey, right? So, I'm with you. This reminds people. I think Io Sky should be somebody else that maybe the reaction Puerto Rico have for her will remind people how good she freaking is, because the fact that Damage Control is having no reactions anywhere else is just like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yes, and thankfully, down the road, Zelina Vega can have a child of her own who disrespects her all the time, and, she kicks their asses in the ring.
I did think Zelina and Rhea did put on a great match.
I wonder if this, caused a bit of deception in House of Black.
No, I think they'll be okay.
With the Malakai Black and
I think they'll be okay. I hope so. I think they'll work it out.
Fine. They won their match last night. They'll be fine.
Right? Great match, too.
Yeah.
Great Dynamite as a whole. Like, Jesus. That Dynamite was amazing. Yeah, Rob.
Well, going back to, Zelina, you got to hang out. I went on and grabbed some photos that you had. You got matching tattoos.
We got matching tattoos, me and Zelina Vega. What a flex, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome. And then, I mean, it looks like you went out with everybody. It was just really cool to see. And I downloaded that one twice. Well, that's good. That was just, I saw those. I was like, man, that's awesome. So.
Yeah, so I met Zelina in person officially. Me and her have followed each other on Twitter for a while. I believe I did a Zelina Vega cosplay a while back, and she followed me after that. And I met her officially in person at the WrestleMania Junket Week. I got a chance to interview her. Of course, I was like, fuck WrestleMania. I'm asking about Backlash because you're coming over next month. So my interview with her was pretty much all about Backlash. And when the interview ended, I was like, listen, excuse me, I'm still recovering. I was like, hey, listen, when you come to the island, if you need anything, you just hit me up. It was so funny because she said to me, all right, I'm going to hold you to that girl. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's what they all say. Because we have that Puerto Rican hospitality, right? So I said that pretty much to everybody I interviewed at Backlash, because I was like, I want to make sure they know that, I'm not just saying it. If they need anything, I'm here. And she hit me up and she was like, hey, you're not a tattoo artist. I want to get a tattoo when I'm there. And I'm like, yeah, of course I do. Next thing you know, Legato was in. Next thing you know, Rey Mysterio is in. Next thing you know, WWE wanted to film it. And I'm like, oh, this is a whole ass production. So hold up. So I found a tattoo shop that I had good connections with. They closed down the shop. Like, they just took care of the WWE people that night. It was such an excellent night. And it was, if you go into WWE YouTube channel, they did a vlog about LWO getting matching tattoos. And I was the brains behind the operations. And peer pressure setting, and they say, where's your LWO tattoo? And I'm like, okay, well, fuck it, I'll get an LWO tattoo, So me and Selena ended up with the matching Puerto Rican version of it. The Legado guys and Rey got the Mexican version of it.
That's unbelievably cool. I saw that and I was like, oh, that's badass.
It's gonna be my new pickup line at bars, but not that I ever go out, but I'll be like, you want to know who got? I got a matching tattoo with Rey Mysterio. What you got going for yourself?
What you got? What have you done with your life, punk?
Right? You know, my pickup line before this one used to be like, hey, John Cena follows me and I don't follow him back. What's up? It worked like one time.
Were they impressed? Obviously, they were impressed.
The one question that I have and I wanted to ask you is the infamous stay tuned wink from Triple H.
Yes.
Did you have any idea that's what he meant when he said stay tuned?
Nah, bro, I thought he was playing. I thought he was playing, but I don't know. I know that I had I had that moment, and you're, first of all, when the stay tuned for Puerto Rico happened, it's the same night that he called an audible and took my question after they had sent no more questions. So I was already a nervous wreck. I don't even think I said my name when I asked the question, right? Like, I'm already, because once they said, okay, no more questions, you just sit down and you go, okay, they didn't take my question. You kind of like, all the guards go down. So then he says, hey, this woman had her arm up the whole time and you all ignore her. Give her a question. I'm like, wait, what the fuck was I going to ask? So then I asked the question, and I have so many emotions going on, right? Because you have to remember, I'm a fan first. No matter how long I've been doing this, I'm a fan. I'm sitting here having a conversation with Triple fucking H. Like, I'm like, you know. So I asked him about Latin America, right? If you listen to the question when I first asked, I asked about bring something to Latin America. And then when he starts talking and he says, hey, would you want us in your town? Call us. And that's when I said, okay, come to Puerto Rico then. Like, I blurted out in the crowd. And that's when he gave me the wink. So I'm like, is he playing? But he gave it to me so confidently that I was like, it has to be in the works. Like, this has to be in the works, because there's no way that he would do it that confident and mean it. And he did. And it was so funny because I was talking to Selena about it. I was like, I thought he was playing for a second. She was like, girl, me too.
that was unbelievable. And I still like the, like, how he just looked for you, and he's like, stay tuned, and did the wink, and I was like, ugh. And then
after that, I did some research. I have some connections, and I kind of like had an idea about something happening. I never thought we would get two nights. The SmackDown was a complete surprise to me. After that, it was just a matter of announcing it, you know, and us seeing, being little Puerto Rican stalkers, we're trying to see what dates the arena was still open or available for. So we kind of had suspicions what it was going to happen. But SmackDown, I had no clue.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Well, they usually, you know, pre-tape the SmackDown just so they can, you know, they always do that. But they didn't do that here. So you said you went to a lot of wrestling shows. I'm jealous. But this year, I'm going to my first ever wrestling show at Wembley. I'm going to All In.
Oh, my God! I'm so excited. Stop.
Yeah. I decided to take the leap. No one's going to do that for me anyway. Like, I do not see myself going to
the
state.
That's a special one to go to, though.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't? Come on, Maggie. Well, come to Puerto Rico instead. Wait until they announce another one in Puerto Rico. Come here.
I just, you know, the visa situation fucking bugs me. I have to go to fucking interviews, and they, like, they don't give those away.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to be very ignorant about that situation. This is a random fun fact, but here in Puerto Rico, we are born and raised citizens. I'm born with everything to go to the States, right? So we are so ignorant to the fact of what people like you go through. And I didn't learn about it until I moved to the States. And I'm starting meeting some of my friends, and my best friends from Argentina. My other best friends from Australia. And I remember seeing the years long struggles that they went through to become a citizen. And I would fly back here to visit, and I would tell my family, I'm like, we haven't made you guys. Like, you have no idea how good we fucking have it. Like, it is insane what you guys have to go through just for even a vacation. Like, I'm like, we just get on a plane, bro. Like, I never understood the struggle. Like, it's crazy. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
It's really crazy. Like, the fact that if someone from the States, okay, it will be easier for me because, like, I have, you know, a lot of people from the States who can send an invitation to the embassy and I can get a visa easily. But without one, there's no way I'm getting to the States. Like, that's...
What are they afraid of? That you're going to, like, stay or something?
No, but, like, it's on the state side. It's not from Bulgaria. Wow. Like, yeah. So
that's
like
lame.
They don't. Yeah, they don't, you know, let people that easily.
Right.
Yeah. But like, hopefully this changes soon, like, because like there's a lot of, you know, stuff going in the European Union in the works. So the easiest thing for me would have been to go to a wrestling show in the UK because it's right here. Thankfully I did just go, you know, to get myself a passport, because I didn't used to need a passport for the UK because, you know, they're in the European Union, but they're not anymore. So they left the European Union. Yeah, it's okay. It's the Brexit. So because of the Brexit, I had to go and get an international passport because I was able to go only with my ID.
Okay.
This was the only thing I
like needed. Us when we go to the States, all we need is our ID. You don't need a passport if you're from the States to come here. It's the easiest travel. Yeah.
Exactly. So now I had to deal with that shit. So I'm extremely anxious and I'm extremely nervous. And there are 4 months until Wembley. So when August comes, I'm just going to cry for five times a day.
I need you to take it all in. Like, you need to take it in.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. Yes. But tell me what I'm getting myself into.
Like, well, I mean, first of all, that's a big show to go to. I think AEW's first, show
first
in the UK, and it's
first
a big stadium show because, I mean, they want to count Grand Slam. That's not a stadium. It's in fucking Queens. Nobody likes Queens, New York. Like, I don't count that, right? So, basically, I think that you just need to, like, prepare to take it in, and I don't want you to let anybody sitting around you guide how you're feeling about the moment that you're living, right? One of the things that I really love about Puerto Rico is that we were all living that moment and loving every second of it. But a lot of times you go to a show and you want to get up and mark out for someone and maybe you won because the people next to you are not. Well, fuck them, right? I started in the internet wrestling community as a reaction channel. And I like the big thing about me is that I will get up and mark out. And I'm glad that people now see how people in Puerto Rico watch wrestling so they can understand that I don't fake my reactions. This is really how we are. But a lot of times you will allow the environment around you. And I don't think you'll experience that. I think everybody's going to be so fucking hyped to be at that show. But don't let anybody guide your reaction and take it all in. Like, enjoy it.
All in,
no pun intended, but take it all in. Like, I started watching wrestling like when I was little, and then it was like an on and off thing for me. And when I moved to New York City, I promised my nephew, because he was really into wrestling at that time, and I was like, all right, in New York, they come here all the time, right? That was back in like 2014. So I was like, I'll take you to a fucking show. You never been to one, I'll take you. But I wasn't watching. And I'm not even kidding when I tell you, I took him to a Monday Night Raw taping. And I loved the environment so much that I never stopped watching ever since that day. Like, watching it live was just, like, nothing I ever experienced in my life. And it was so much fun. And I tell people, attending wrestling live is one of my favorite things to do in the world, if not my favorite.
Well, I suppose it's pretty much like a concert, because like I've went to, you know, to our sorts of concerts, like the emotions are there, but you can shout whatever the fuck you want because no one can hear you.
Right.
Like basically you can dance or whatever. If, you know, at some point they claimed are going to come out to Wembley and I'm going to start.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start, you know. Start my little dance.
Are you gonna start scissoring? Are you gonna start scissoring? Because that's what it's all
about.
The friend
who I'm going with cannot wait to start chanting "Scissor Me, Daddy." Like that's the one chant that he cannot, you know. Wait.
I love that.
And I'm like, out of everything, really, and actually, I've missed UK crowds, because UK crowds are something, you know. American crowds are pretty basic. I'm sorry.
They are
pretty basic. Or because we've seen them every week for like 1,000 times, maybe that's why we're so used to American crowds. So when it comes to other crowds, you know, Puerto Rico, France.
Paris killed it.
Who just adored Baron Corbin so much.
I love that for him.
Yeah, they called it audible and made them, you know, to win the match, his first ever match, you know, and ever since he was back.
Yeah.
So in UK, but last year, during
Clash at the Castle was amazing.
Clash at the Castle. Mm-hmm. You know, again, the show was amazing. The card was fine, but because it was in the UK, it was so much bigger than that. And also,
a crowd can change the whole atmosphere of a
everything.
Show, the whole atmosphere of a match, you know. And I'm just excited I think Wembley is going to be special, especially based on the tickets that they have already sold. I would assume that they're going to work on an incredible car for it, but I think
I
the UK
so.
Crowd is really going to bring something special for it. I'm excited, and I'm with you. I'm sorry. I've been to a lot of shows in the States, and it is a little basic, and they get tired, and they start getting up and go to the bathroom, and the whole leaving early. It's like, half of the time I just want to look around and be like, you pay for this, like, what are you doing right now? Like, are you sabotaging your own investment? Like, what are you doing? Like, have fun. Like, that's another thing, social media too, people just hate watch. Why?
It's absolutely true, and it's very, very odd. I think odd's the right word, because I don't get that. Like, I've seen people leave like dark matches like before. I'm like, and I've told them like before, like, I'm like, that kid's wearing a John Cena shirt. They have no idea John Cena's wrestling the dark match. And I'm like, dude, hold on. I'm like, John Cena's about to come out and wrestle. They're like, what? I'm like, just hold on. Just trust me. John Cena's going to wrestle here. And the guy's like, told me, he's like, I'm so glad you told me. I had no idea. I'm like, well, the fact that they didn't announce it is dumb, but
a real Bulgarian will stay in that seat up until everyone is, gone from the arena, because they want to.
Same in Puerto Rico. I will say a handful of people left in Puerto Rico, just a few, but it was a lot of parents with little kids that were there just for Bad Bunny. So at that point, I was like, you know what? I am kind of glad that they put the match where they put it. A lot of parents got to beat a little bit of the traffic, get their kids out of there early, because there were people there that might not be watching wrestling full time right now, but they were there for Bad Bunny. He is, in fact, our Lord and Savior, hopefully our next governor. He's everything, basically. So of course there was people there that were just there for Bad Bunny, but I was very impressed at how big of a wrestling crowd we got, because on the beginning when they announced him, I was like, oh god, the Bad Bunny fans, because there's a lot of Bad Bunny fans here that don't give a crap about wrestling. Yeah. My biggest fear, I was like, they're going to get a hold of the tickets. Because anywhere you said Bad Bunny's going to be people, I'm one of them. I'll buy a ticket. I don't care what he's doing. I don't care if he's like freaking reading the phone book. I'm going to sit there and go. So I was afraid that that crowd was going to get a hold of the tickets. But I knew that even if it was the Bad Bunny stands, I was like, still, that match is going to have a crazy reaction, right? Like, I knew that. But I'm very glad that like 95% of that crowd was wrestling fans. And then there was a 5% of lucky Bad Bunny fans that got to get a couple of tickets that didn't care about wrestling. And they still had a blast.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's one positive side of the whole Bad Bunny didn't main event the show. Because I never would have thought about that. Actual parents with their kids.
It doesn't matter, though. Like, that show should have gone off the air with, like, the LWO and Carlito and Savio hosting Bad Bunny up. And I'm about to drink some cough medication like a real Puerto Rican straight out of the bottle, so excuse me.
We do it the same.
Maggie, this is why I love you. I know we have a lot in common.
Like, who cares about the little, spoon that you...
Girl, but listen, I'm watching Monday Night Raw. I didn't even have a voice on Monday. Like, well, you heard the show. None of us had a voice. But I'm watching Monday Night Raw, and at one point, I'm like, my iPad is, like, moving. And I'm like, wait, how many swigs of this Gomez have I had? Because I was, like, I was facing the hell out. And I'm like, I think I should probably start measuring what I'm taking. Because I'm just, like, drinking it out of the bottle. And I'm like...
Yeah, but, like, are you gulping? You know that? But
I keep drinking until I don't cough anymore.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's the way that it should work. You just drink and drink until the cough goes away. I was very excited about that, because we are the same way. A few people left, but some of us stayed until the show ended. I posted it on my Twitter. After the show went off the air, Brock Lesnar had an almost 3-minute ovation. The crowd, everybody stayed on their feet for Brock, because it was the first time he ever performed in Puerto Rico. Because we have gotten house shows. We just never gotten anything televised, right?
Come on, Brock's not going on house shows.
So Brock, actually, fun fact, and that's what I was trying to tell people, because I saw a lot of people in social media saying, oh, nobody's going to care if Damian Priest loses. And I'm like, hold on. I was like, the last house show in Puerto Rico, and this is probably, we might be the only crowd that did this. Roman Reigns, Tribal Chief version of Roman Reigns. This version, he was in the middle of the show because they had Damian Priest main event, because he was a Puerto Rican, because they know how to do things here. I'm like, tell me a house show that limited schedule Roman has done that he's not main eventing. And I guarantee you, it's only one, and it was the one here.
Yeah.
So when people were like, oh, nobody's going to care, and I was like, they love, and if you watch my TikTok, the poll ended tied. Like, it was half and half. Half the people said Bad Bunny, half the people said Damian Priest. I was like, I wish they were, and they did that in the content that they put out in WWE, like the digital content and the YouTube content. They did show Priest a lot of love about being from Puerto Rico, but in the programming, they didn't, they didn't give it that much love, and I wish they would have.
I adore Damian Priest for what he did. Like, he, And not only that, we all saw that Bad Bunny was bumping like crazy for Damian Priest. Yeah, that match was so special. But like Damian Priest deserves all the ovation. Like there were people like, what is Damian Priest in the in the three-way for the championship? That's not right. He just lost a match, and I'm like, oh come on. Like,
I was very glad they didn't pin him. I thought he did an excellent job still selling the leg on Monday, you know? Was like, I wasn't expecting him to win that match because of the fight that he just went through. But yeah, he should definitely be put there. I saw some reports where they were like, oh, Priest is now seen as a top-level star. I was like, yeah, I mean, he's about time. Like, 3 years too late. Like, you should have seen him as a top star since you brought him up. And, you know, shout out to Bad Bunny because think about it. Both times that he's worked matches has been with Damian Priest. That speaks very highly of how Bad Bunny sees him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, especially how like Damian Priest, we all knew that Damian Priest was going to take care of Bad Bunny. So this is exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
My question is, you remember the controversy in Minneapolis. Have you been able to recover since this night? It's taken a toll on a lot of people, and I always ask anybody that's been on this show that was at that dinner if they've been able to recover, because you know how the internet reacted to a bunch of friends having dinner before pay-per-view, and I just want to know
how dare you.
I hate to tell you this, Rob, but I did recover because I actually have a real life and I don't live on the internet. So
good.
So some of us go outside, touch grass, we have dogs and we have other things to worry about. So when the internet reacts to something that I do or say, 90% of the times I really don't see it because I have my Twitter timeline very trained to only show me dogs and Bad Bunny. So that's really all I see. But
that's my girl.
I always find it very funny that people react that way. It's like I hate to tell you this, but what happens on social media is the least of my worries. Like I care about people. It's a lot of people that I met through Twitter. So let me not shit all over it because I have great friendships. Look at YouTube. Like there's so many good people that I consider some of my best friends I met through wrestling Twitter.
Yeah.
But I just don't let it affect my psyche. Yeah. I already caused myself enough anxiety to allow somebody else to give me more. I'm like, listen, I'm my own worst enemy. I don't need you adding to that. It's so good.
Yeah, and that's part of the fun with this whole thing is how much like it bothered. Well, it bothered one person, but it's the fact that I get to beat it into the ground to just show how ridiculous it was.
I love that. Anytime that I could like throw an opportunity out there to remind them that a lot of us have lives and other things to worry about, I jump on that opportunity as well because that's their problem. They just sit there just staring at what other people are doing instead of living their own lives.
Yeah. And the biggest controversy of that night was really was Shared Ellower getting caught singing Judas.
I wasn't singing Judas. I was right next to her, and I wanna make sure that if you watch the video or the GIF, I am not singing. I am saying, hey, that's my flag. Because Santana and Ortiz pulled out a giant Puerto Rican flag. So I'm screaming, there's my flag. Like, I'm marking out for the Puerto Rican flag. I don't care what song he's playing. Yeah. So the singing of Judas, that was all Cher.
Yep,
not me.
That.
I did not take part of that. Thank you. Thank you for
that's
clearing
the thing.
That up.
That's what, that's the thing. Like, people that was the best thing.
We were on the watch along, and we were like, oh my God, and she was singing.
He was going hard. I don't care what she has to say. He was going hard. I was not. I was acknowledging my flag like a good Puerto Rican girl.
There you go.
That was a fun
show. That was such a fun night. You know what the best thing about that is, Rob? I'm the one who took that picture and posted it. I'm the one who said, oh, let's get a picture of all of us. Because, you know, I'm a fan of having random pictures for days I don't feel like getting pretty for Instagram. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have a picture I took this time. Let me post that instead today, you know? So I'm the one who busted out the phone and asked the waiter to take that picture.
I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Hey, I'm going to be, you know, we're probably going to, you know, some people that are going to be at Wembley.
You're going to be tempted to go now that you say you're going just to see you experience this.
We're going to share anxiety, okay? Like I've been, you know, speaking to Tempest and he's like, okay, because I'm extremely awkward in person. I'm really awkward and I have anxiety.
Are you really? You don't seem like you would be awkward.
I really am. And this is something that we share with Cher, because she's like, oh, I'm really awkward. And like, even if I'm so in love with the person who's, you know, next to me, if I ever met Rob, if I ever met you, if I ever met Sean, you know, or, you know, a lot of people that we've met, you know, through this amazing right. community that we have, I'm going to be like, hi.
Oh, you're better than me. So I have a... I wouldn't say awkward. I think I just always come off like I want to fight someone. And people say I like intimidate them. And it's true, like, but it's like, I'm just very serious, and I'm not, I guess I come off a lot more on camera than I do on like on
exactly.
person,
exactly.
you know? And it's just like, I have like this, and people like don't want to approach me because I guess I look mean. I've been told that a lot, and I'm like, so I guess it's not awkward. The word intimidating has been used, and I'm like, intimidating? I'm just me, you know? But at the same time, I will probably fight someone unless they tell me who they are. Like sometimes people stare at me and I forget that I do this for a living, and I'll be like, what? And they'll be like, oh no, I just watch your channel. I'm like, oh, okay, hi. But that's my issue. Like I'm always ready to throw down. That's all. Like yeah. you never know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. And I kind of get it, because in my day job, you know, my in real life job, when I'm behind the bar and, you know, I have to deal with drunk people and
right.
with people who either wanna, you know, want me to put some music on the playlist for them, which is the most annoying thing. Like, I'm a bartender. I'm not a DJ. I take care of the music, but I'm not going to play you your song. You don't even tip me. Like,
okay. I was going to tell you, Maggie, I'm that annoying person, but the first thing I always do is tip the bartender before I even order a drink. Because I'm like, I know once I'm three drinks in, I'm going to be like, please play Bad Bunny. Like, that's my moment. my sister got me a hat that literally says, please Bad Bunny. She's like, just wear this when you go to the bar. That way you don't yeah. have to beg for it. But like, but I tip my bartender first, because I'm like, I'm about to be real annoying. So let me take care of you right now. That way you love me forever. And listen, they do what I ask, but that's because I take good care of them.
But it doesn't work that way here, because like they don't even leave a dime, okay? Not even a dime, not like anything whatsoever. And I'm like, that's annoying, okay?
Yeah.
So people have been saying that I have a resting bitch face, which I really adore, because I hope so. It just filters out, you know, the annoying people who, you know, want to be dicks to me. And that
right.
it's working. But like when I'm in this works in my environment that yeah. I've been my entire life, because like I know everyone. Okay. Like Bulgarians suck. I hate them. And and when I go to Wembley, I'm going to meet people.
Everybody's going to be so friendly and they're going to love you.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be friendly. And I'm like,
well, Maggie, if it helps you feel any better, if you want to take it, it's not advice, but I can tell you my current struggle right now is that I lived in New York City for 10 years, and we New Yorkers are very like this.
Yeah.
Don't talk to us. Don't get in my way. Get out of my way. And I don't talk to anybody. And we're not the friendliest. We're not. And in Puerto Rico, it's the complete total opposite, where people just walk into places and they're like, good morning, good afternoon, have a great day as they're leaving. And like half the time I'm with my mom elbows me like, say good afternoon. And I'm like, oh, they're talking to me, because I'm not aware of my surroundings, right? And that's a New York thing. And I'm in a weird limbo now where I just struggle with the New York attitude and the island girl attitude, you know?
Yes.
I will say that Lucha Libre Online is very big here in Puerto Rico. Wrestling is very big here in Puerto Rico. And I like, it's getting crazy to the point that I get recognized at like Starbucks. The other day I went and get my drink, and I get on Twitter and I get a tweet that were like, oh my God, and why is it even Diva was just at my Starbucks? And I'm like, why? But like, we're a very big company here. So I got a lot better at the whole like handling things in public. Backlash was crazy. Steve Fall traveled to cover it as media. And he was like, God, you're like the governor here. And I'm like, so I'm getting a lot better, but it takes like going to a few shows and like meeting a few people, then you get a little bit better at it. But you know, the island girl and the New York girl, and I'm somewhere in the middle of that right now, and it's a struggle.
Imagine like these huge differences. Like, have a nice day. I have a boyfriend.
Oh yeah. See, at least you scream, I have a boyfriend. I scream, I'm single by choice.
No, but that's it. I don't have one, and I don't need one. I don't want one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's why I always say, try it. Try it, Maggie. Try that I'm single, and then say by choice, and they'll be like, oh.
No. Because, like, do you know how it is here in Bulgaria when you say, constantly say no, and they were like, well, what are you? Do you have a boyfriend or something? And I'm like, no. And they're like,
yeah.
Well, you're just a lesbo. And I'm like,
I when they try to throw that at me, I'd be like, well, sometimes, you know, I never say no to opportunity. Like, you know, I have a comeback. Maggie, we need to hang out. I'll have you ready to go in like a day.
I will be absolutely perfectly fine if the comeback actually works on them. But like they're, you know, programmed to fucking, you know, come at you because you're rejecting them. That's the thing. Balkan men are that way. Like, they're manly men, and everything other than masculinity sucks for them, okay?
Yeah.
And that's a whole different thing. That's why I needed so much to go to a wrestling show, just because this is the only way I can actually go out.
Yeah.
Go out and, like, get away from...
You're going to have a blast.
I surely hope so. So, this is actually a question I ask our guests every week. If there was a movie or TV series that was going to be made about you, who would play you?
I never thought about this, ever.
It could be Selena Vega if you want.
It could be Selena Vega, except for I'm like a foot taller than her. But I wouldn't mind having Selena Vega play me. She's the best. It's really funny because I sent a picture of me and Selena to my mom. And I said, look at these two Puerto Rican beauties. And my mom responds and she goes, 1.5.
Oh, okay.
My mom was like, she's petite. And I'm like, is this like a fat joke, mom? And she's like, no, you're just like tower over her. But Selena is the most amazing person. I get a lot of comparisons to Sofia Vergara because of my accent. Oh, I get told that a lot, so I'll give her a shot. I'll say Sofia Vergara.
I'll give her a shot. I know the kid.
the captain. Not? I'm like, yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna play me in a movie. There's not gonna be a movie made about me, but I always get that comparison a lot.
I actually think that Selena Vega's taller than me.
How tall are you?
155 centimeters.
Speak inches to me, baby.
Well, that's 5 foot. I think that's 5 foot. At the most, 5 foot one. At the most.
I think she's about 4'10".
That's 5'8". Or not 5'8". She's like little over 5 feet. Not 5'1", but like just
I think Selena is like 4'10", because she's actually shorter than Alexa Bliss. And Alexa Bliss is 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alexa Bliss is...
You're about Alexa Bliss's size. You look like you would be taller than that.
Everyone says that. It's really weird. I'm really short.
That's cute.
It's because, like, the one thing I'm not looking forward to, because, like, Sean will be coming to Wembley as well. I've never met Sean ever, and the first thing he's going to do is say, oh, my God, you're so short, and he's going to lean on top of me. I'm sure.
Yeah, he's going to love to take a picture next to you because you're actually shorter than him or, like, 90% of the rest of the world. Yeah.
Absolutely. He's going to lean on top of me with his elbow.
I'm tall gimmick.
Yeah,
I'm tall. That's I'm not looking forward to that. So yeah.
Oh, I never knew that about you. Well, Selena I'm could really play sure. you.
I would love that, by the way, because she played AJ Lee.
Yeah.
And I adore it. Like, AJ Lee is my queen. Like, forever and ever, I adore her. Like, she
is she your favorite?
She's absolutely my favorite. She's absolutely. She got me into women's wrestling when it didn't matter on the show. Because it definitely didn't, and she made it matter.
I feel so that way about Becky and Charlotte. So
yeah, and after that, Becky did their own thing, and Charlotte as well. So that's why I adore Zelina Vega from the very start, because she made such a good AJ Lee. She made it work so great.
She killed it.
She killed it. I loved her for that. If you're watching wrestling at the in the comfort of your own home, on your couch, on your chair, or whatever, if you ever do, what do you snack on?
I typically don't, because I'm doing watch-alongs. So, like, I watch pretty much every show live as long as I'm alive and have a voice. I couldn't stream this week because I was dying. Every once in a while, for pay-per-views that I'm not attending, we do order food. But I play this game on my channel, NYC Demon Diva. Everybody can find me. Just hit 20,000 subscribers. Anyways, we play a game where when we're building up to a PLE, we keep track of the commercials that we see food-wise, and whatever commercial we see the most, that's what I order for the PLE. So, for example, there was a couple of months ago, we ordered Pizza Hut because that was the commercial we saw the most, and then we ordered Papa John's because that was the commercial we saw the most. So, I will say typically pizza. I am more of a, I'm an alcoholic, Maggie, so ask me what I'm drinking, and I can answer that. But
there eating, you go.
I know that mukbangs are a big thing on YouTube. I'm not one to like eating on camera. It's not my thing. I don't enjoy watching others doing it, so I don't want people to watch me do it. So it's got to be a very long stream or a pay-per-view for you to see me eating on camera. So I typically get my eating done before I go on the air.
Yeah, before we go. But what do you drink, though?
But drinking. Now, you know, Puerto Rico is the house of rum. So I'm a rum girl. We make all the good rums here in Puerto Rico. I'm a big Bacardi girl. I'm a big Malibu girl. I think Malibu goes down smooth for shots because I do shots in my channel. If I get a new channel member, I'll take a shot here or that. I like my Malibu and pineapple. I just got this new
Bacardi. Classic.
Yeah, like you can't go wrong with that one, right?
Never.
If I want to mix it up, I'm a fan of a little bit of a cranberry vodka. I like Grey Goose, it's my favorite. But I'm definitely a Bacardi girl all the way to the end. Like, I mean, I was born, like, that's what you do. When you come out of your mother's vagina in Puerto Rico, they spank you to cry and then they give you a shot of rum. So, like, that's, you know, like, that's what I live on forever.
You know, if we would have met, like, a year and a half ago, because almost a year and a half ago, I quit drinking because it was a problem for me. Yeah, we would have had some fun. But yeah,
I had to slow it down. I will say I had to slow it down like I used to do. Well, like, I mean, it's good that my YouTube channel is being more successful and I have more viewers now. But like on the beginning when I had like 20 people watching me, I was like, okay, super shots. I'll do a shot. And then like, the popularity got bigger. More people started watching me. And I was like, okay, I got to slow this down because I was like dying of alcohol poisoning every night. You know, so I was like, all right, we're gonna have to change the rules here. No more drinking. So now we usually, I don't get drunk like I used. But girl, I used to get drunk on live all the time. Like, dude, that was my shit. But I did slow it down.
Yeah.
I get you. It can become so easy that you just lose track of what you're doing. But I can't tell you my secret. I'll tell you off the air.
All right. Well,
let's go off the air.
I was going to say, Maggie, you want to give your line?
Okay. So, sweetie, please plug your shit. Everything.
Oh, my God. I'll be here all day. Okay. You guys can find me on NYC Demon Diva across all socials, YouTube. I'm also on Lucha Libre Online for my interviews and my coverage of wrestling in Puerto Rico. Wrestling Inc., you can find me covering NXT, Dynamite and SmackDown. You guys can also find me on Yellow Jackets Buzz. That's my podcast about the TV show Yellow Jackets because it kicks ass. And you can find me on Know Your News, TLR, where I talk about pop culture on Tuesdays. There's probably more that I'm forgetting, but you guys just find my social media so you'll see everything.
Attaboy. Like that's how you do it. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you. For everything, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, I need to follow you on Instagram. Hold on.
Yeah, you'll see Pedro Pascal every day.
Me with Bad Bunny Girl.
Yeah.
Follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, you can follow me at Fightful Rob on Instagram. And every Friday, like this show, at 5 o'clock Eastern, you have Coexisting After Dark. But then on Fridays at 3 o'clock Eastern, you have Coexisting with Rob and Maggie on Fightful Overbooked. And we want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Demon Diva, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we are so glad that you joined us. And we had a blast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And guys, we will see you next week and we will talk to you later. Thank you. Peace.